It's not the usual site for a gathering of the world's most powerful leaders, but this year's summit is near the epicenter of an earthquake that left towns like L'Aquila in ruins. Even now, 3 months after the quake, the center of town remains cordoned off limits even to local residents without an escort. Firemen like Luciano Roncalli provide that escort. They were at the forefront of the initial search and rescue operations and are still at work trying to stabilize these fragile buildings, many of which are centuries old. Roncalli says there has been progress.
What is important, that the rebuilding phase, it started. And this is important. You see firemen, but you also see civilian. You see private companies, they are working here. So this is important that it starts again living inside the center.
This was once a bustling town, a favorite tourist attraction for visitors from nearby Rome, a place known for its lovely churches and its medieval charm. All that changed in the early morning hours of April 6th. When a powerful earthquake measuring 5.8 on the Richter scale shook much of central Italy and wreaked havoc in L'Aquila and surrounding towns and villages. Luciano Roncalli headed the first response team sent here to help.
I was amazed how many people were on the street. Many of them, they were volunteers. They wanted to help people. They wanted to give an hand in order to help people and to save people and so.
While L'Aquila was hard hit, the nearby village of Ona was almost completely destroyed. Of the 250 inhabitants, 40 were killed in the earthquake. To this day, the cleanup continues, and the people who used to live in these houses have now become homeless, some staying in hotels or with relatives, and many in tent camps. One such camp was set up in a sports center in L'Aquila. Nearly 300 tents here house more than 1,000 people. Amid the rows of blue tents, there are visible attempts at a return to normal life. A playground, a makeshift church, children's toys, picnic tables set up under awnings, a few personal touches. Carla D'Assenzo has been here since April 8th. Her home in L'Aquila is not safe to return to. Her small business shut down, at least for now.
It's not easy. Not easy because it's a tent and there's six of us in there. Berlusconi promised that on September everyone will have a roof. I'd like to know where, because I don't know.
41-year-old Gianluca Colizzi sits outside talking with friends just a few tents down. He too lost his home but still has a job. One has to make the best of it, he says.
We've been living in a tent since the day of the earthquake. It's not easy when one's used to one's privacy. It's not easy.
Living in makeshift shelters with memories of the trauma of the earthquake still fresh and ongoing anxiety fueled by nearly daily tremors and rumblings from deep within the earth, it's not easy, agrees Guido Bertolaso, the head of Italy's Civil Protection Agency.
They are not used to do some lining for their food, for their dinner, for their lunch. Use the toilets which have been organized by us. Live in tents, maybe with other people. I mean, it's extremely difficult. I am fully aware of the problems they have on a daily basis.
Bertolaso visits the camps to keep people informed, he says, to reassure them. He says the government is now focusing on building more secure temporary houses for an estimated 15,000 people who by September will still not be able to return to their homes. The government hopes the G8 summit of world leaders here in the midst of the earthquake zone will help put the spotlight on the area and on its needs. Rebuilding is underway, but those working here say restoring these towns and villages will likely take years. Sonia Pace, VOA News, L'Aquila, in central Italy.